40 greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Let's begin our sporty Wednesday journey with the Road to Russia 2018. Football teams around the world have been playing qualifying matches this week for the sport's premier event. And while FIFA president Gianni Infantino recently put forth an idea of expanding the World Cup to 48 teams, the 2018 tournament in Russia will feature 32 teams, the same as it's been since the 1998 World Cup in France. In Tuesday's World Cup qualifying results, five-time champion Brazil scored a 2-0 road victory over Venezuela. 19-year-old striker Gabriel Jesus got the Brazilians off to a good start with a goal 8 minutes into the match, and Willian scored Brazil's second goal in the 53rd minute. In other results from South America, Chile defeated visiting Peru 2-1. Bayern Munich man Arturo Vidal had both of Chile's goals. Paraguay scored a big 1-0 road victory over neighbor Argentina. Derlis Gonzalez had the goal for Paraguay in the 18th minute. Colombia and visiting Uruguay battled to a 2-2 draw. And host Bolivia and Ecuador also played to a 2-2 draw. Now let's go to Europe. In Hanover, defending World Cup champion Germany got early goals from Julian Draxler and Sami Khedira and beat Northern Ireland 2-0. The Germans are off to a perfect start after three qualifiers in Group C, and they're 2 points clear of Azerbaijan, which played to a scoreless draw against the Czech Republic in Ostrava. In other results, Slovakia defeated visiting Scotland 3-0. Robert Mach had two goals for Slovakia. Host Lithuania defeated Malta 2-0. Slovenia and visiting England played to a scoreless draw. England required a series of brilliant saves from goalkeeper Joe Hart to salvage the draw. In Oslo, Norway rolled to a 4-1 victory over San Marino. Poland defeated visiting Armenia 2-1. And Montenegro scored a 1-0 road victory over Denmark, getting a goal from Dynamo Moscow man Fatos Besiraj. In Asian World Cup qualifying results Tuesday, Saudi Arabia defeated the visiting United Arab Emirates 3-0. The 2022 World Cup host, Qatar, beat visiting Syria 1-0 on a 37th-minute penalty shot by Hassan Al-Haidos. Host Iran beat South Korea 1-0 on a goal by Sardar Azmoun in the 25th minute. Kazakhstan and visiting Romania played to a scoreless draw. Host Uzbekistan beat China 2-0. Iraq thumped visiting Thailand 4-0. And let's give a sunny side of sports salute to Mohammed Abdulrahim, who scored all four of Iraq's goals. And let's go down under for one more World Cup qualifying result. In Melbourne, Australia and Japan played to a 1-1 draw. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And check out my Facebook page in just a few minutes, because today is Wednesday. We're going to have another Watch on Wednesdays Facebook Live video segment. Just a few minutes, live from Studio 22. At our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. Well, here in Washington, Tuesday night, the U.S. men's national soccer team drew with New Zealand 1-1 in an international friendly match. Bayern Munich prospect Julian Green scored for the USA in the 27th minute. Monty Patterson got the equalizer for New Zealand in the 72nd minute. Now, Julian Green also scored a goal in the USA's earlier friendly against Cuba. And in the words of head coach Jurgen Klinsmann, Julian has made a big step forward with his performances. I'm expecting coach Klinsmann to include the 21-year-old Green on his roster for World Cup qualifying matches next month against Mexico and Costa Rica. About 9,000 fans attended the USA-New Zealand friendly at RFK Stadium here in Washington. The stadium has a seating capacity of more than 50,000. And according to Washington Post newspaper soccer writer Stephen Goff, it's the smallest crowd at RFK for a U.S. men's match since before such records started being kept in 1991. In pro boxing, October 30th marks the 42nd anniversary of the Rumble in the Jungle, the epic clash in Kinshasa between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. The anniversary promises to have a bittersweet quality to it, as Ali died earlier this year on June 3rd at the age of 74. Our longtime VOA boxing fans will remember Ali used his legendary rope-a-dope strategy to tire out Big George, and then he knocked him out in the eighth round. Angelo Dundee was in Muhammad Ali's corner 42 years ago in Kinshasa. Over the years, old Angelo delighted our Voice of America listeners with funny verbal jabs before he died in 2012 at the age of 90. Let's listen in again as I ask the Hall of Fame boxing trainer about the legendary Rumble in the Jungle.
Hello.
Hey, Angelo.
Yeah.
This is Sonny Young from Voice of America.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right.
Angelo, reflect a little bit. What are your main memories of that fight in the former Zaire?
Well, you know, it was such an event. You know, you get there and we're the good guys. You know, right there, Ali Boumaye. And he was like a hero there. And the Zaire people are so goddamn nice. It's a shame. You know, the country's having their problems. And everybody I met there was so congenial and nice. And the fun part of it was a guy named Chimpupu Chimpupu Wa Chimpupa. He was the PR guy.
Okay.
And he'd make us go. See, we were outside of Kinshasa. We were like 45 minutes away in the government complex called Nasseli. That's where they entertained all the African nations. And we all had villas facing the Congo River. I mean, God forbid we said Congo River. It was called the Zaire River. And we used to look forward to going to the gym every day. In fact, on my off duties, I used to train lizards. That's what I got. It made a good hit with the newspaper guys. When they came, it was a rainy day. We didn't go to the gym. And these lizards, these big lizards, we walking across like the banisters.
Right.
And I said, wait a minute, let me tell you what I did. And I said, see that lizard? I trained that sucker. Now watch, he's going to go five steps and do push-ups. you know, no matter where you go, you got to have a sense of humor.
Angelo, did Foreman train close to Muhammad, or were
He trained right across the way from us. And we used to spy on him. I used to borrow Howard Bingham's telescopic lens and watch him from behind the hiding spots. We're like little kids, you know. He goes, you don't see nothing in the gym. There's nothing to check, you know. But we had fun. So this is the whole key, you know. People don't realize to excel at what you do, you got to have fun with it. And we always had fun with Muhammad every day. Every day, 19 years, I had fun, you know, so what the hell? This is what it's all about.
Angelo, was the weather a factor in that fight, the heat in the former Zaire?
Well, you got to remember, we trained in Florida, Miami. Muhammad loves the heat. In fact, to this day, Muhammad calls me, he threatens me, he's going to come down and sweat. I says, please do.
Do you think the heat bothered Big George more than it did Muhammad?
Well, no. I just think it was meant to be, you know, this is what happens in boxing. Isn't that a horrible career to have, you know, if somebody out there can lick you? Isn't that tough? I mean, you're a great fighter, and there's somebody out there might do a number on you. The only guy that didn't taste that was Rocky Marciano, God bless him, because he retired undefeated. And another kid from Thailand retired undefeated.
Angelo, looking back on the Rumble in the Jungle, would that fight have happened without the electric-haired man, Don King?
No, he was in the right place at the right time. Had the connections, the complexions to give us the right direction. That's what Muhammad used to say about me. Angelo got the connections and the direction to give me the right direction. That's right. So we applied it the other way. No, it was meant to be. Don King's a hell of a promoter. He went there, and they wanted to name their country a new name, you know, get rid of that Belgian Congo thing, and then name their country Zaire. And Mobutu's a very, very, you know, that Zaire's a big country. And I think it's bigger than the United States. Yeah, big. And this guy ran it. He was a remarkable guy. He used to go all his provinces by helicopter. He was a hell of a man.
Angela, where does the Rumble in the Jungle rate in the Muhammad Ali legacy?
Well, it's got to be one of the greatest happenings, the changing of a name government. Well, Muhammad, you know, was a happening any place we ever went. You know, I get letters 10 a week maybe, you know, letting us want pictures and stuff like that. It's remarkable, you know, because here I was with a guy who was a living legend. And in his career now, I'm his fistic voice. Because the guy can't talk, and I know it breaks his heart. He loved to talk. He loved it because he loved talking to the media. He enjoyed that, and I pride myself with that. I pushed him towards that because if you want to be a superstar, these guys will make you a superstar. And, you know, that's why he was so great with the media. He was the first superstar that did that. Never happened before.
That's the late Hall of Fame boxing trainer Angelo Dundee. With more on the Rumble in the Jungle, here is VOA's Ted Lanfair.
1974, fans in Zaire had followed his every move surrounding what came to be called the Rumble in the Jungle with George Foreman.
Even today, I meet people and they bring up the Ali fight, and they still think the fight is going on. They need to be on my side or Ali. They don't know the fight. It doesn't exist anymore, but you learn great lessons from those defeats. You learn that it's just a day in your life. It shouldn't be taken over. It shouldn't consume you. And it's just a moment, and enjoy every moment.
Boumaye, the crowd shouted. Kill him, Ali. Brutal words for perhaps the world's most famous pacifist. Muhammad Ali won 56 of 61 professional fights in his last two bouts in 1980 and 1981. He was already showing the debilitating effects of Parkinson's disease, the brain disorder that affects muscle control.
Thanks, Ted. That's VOA's Ted Lanfair.
The Voice of America.
VOA. It's time for another Watch on Wednesdays here in Studio 22. And joining me now is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Happy Watch on Wednesday, Andrew.
Happy Watch on Wednesday, Sonny. I'm glad you're over on my side of the room today. All our Facebook Live viewers can see Sonny switched over from his usual side to the bright lights of Mike One over here.
Giving our listeners and viewers a different look of Studio 22. It's a massive, massive studio. Sparkling, and it sparkles even more when Andrew Palcheski is in the house. Andrew, what is trending in the sports world?
I very much appreciate that. Thank you so much. But no, trending on the sunny side of sports today. I'm going to try to do something. I think I've tried to do this once before on the show. We'll see if how successful I can be. Try to weave a thread between three different U.S. professional sports leagues.
I love those threads, Andrew.
See if I can do this. Okay, so we'll start with the National Football League and a new social media policy starting today. The National Football League says that teams can be fined for putting up video clips, GIFs, live streaming on Facebook or Twitter, anything during the games. Basically, NFL wants to have control over all of that footage, and they're not going to allow the teams to use any of it on their own social media accounts. So this is a huge change. It's going to impact fans. So all those video clips you're used to seeing, all the GIFs and all those key moments that the teams make, anything that they do with Periscope or Facebook Live before or during the games, not going to happen. In fact, they could face for the first violation up to $25,000, $50,000 fine for the second, and for the third time, $100,000 fine.
Wow.
So, NFL is not playing around with this.
Clamping down on the social media aspects of the games.
Yeah, well, the thing that they're really clamping down on is the ownership of the video. NFL wants to be the one to put all this video out and all these GIFs out.
Okay.
They don't want the teams to do it. They want to focus everybody back to the NFL footage, not whatever the teams are producing. So, not sitting well, though, with fans and teams. I've seen more than one tweet where they've been described the NFL as the no-fun league because of this. So, we'll see how that plays out. We have a game tomorrow night for Thursday Night Football. That's the first game since this has been instituted today, so we'll see how that plays out tomorrow night.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Andrew, what else is trending in the sports world on this Wednesday?
Right, so here's the first leap. We talk about the National Football League. Former National Football League player Tim Tebow didn't have success in the NFL, but he's playing now in Major League Baseball. And he had a moment at a practice the other day when a fan actually had a seizure in the stands.
Oh, my.
And he went over and put his hand on the fan's leg, and he prayed, and the guy regained consciousness. Of course, Tim Tebow is well known for expressing his faith both on and off the field, so there is no shortage of people saying, it's a miracle, we denominate him for sainthood. There's a lot of jokes about that, but a lot of people saying it's the power of faith, and Tim Tebow must have some kind of magic in him or some kind of faith or something that he was able to do this, and this fan was able to be okay. But a viral moment, it seems like anything Tim Tebow does becomes a viral moment, but this one especially.
Any updates on his quest for the major leagues?
He's still playing. I don't think he has been doing as well as he did. Again, of course, we mentioned on the show the first pitch that was thrown at him He hit for a home run. I don't think he's been doing keeping up with that pace quite as much. But yeah, we'll see. And the baseball season, we're in the postseason now. So we'll see how that plays out next season when they kick up in April. But it's a long off season between October and April. We'll see what happens.
Major League Baseball in the thick of the pennant race. I got to believe MLB is trending, Andrew.
Absolutely. So we talked about the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays going to play off in the American League Championship Series. And now we know one of the teams, at least, in the National League Championship Series, and that's the Chicago Cubs. We talked about how they haven't won a World Series since 1908, and they are going to the National League Championship Series for the second year in a row. Last year they lost to the Mets in that series, and the Mets went to the World Series. So this year the Cubs are hoping to go to the World Series. And the big story was the Giants last night. The San Francisco Giants had a 5-2 lead going into the top of the ninth inning, the last inning of the game, and their relief pitchers, the bullpen as they call them, blew it. They just gave up 4 runs. The Cubs ended up winning, and so a lot of fans really disheartened at how they kind of blew it. There's no other word for that. You see that term again and again, that they messed up, that they lost the game on the poor pitching. And this ends a very bizarre streak where the Giants have won the World Series in 2010, 2012, and 2014. So the so-called even-year streak is over. They won't be winning the World Series in 2016. But also notable last night, even before the game started, and this ties it into our next sports league.
All those threads.
So we went from NFL to MLB, now we're going to NBA, because the person who threw out the first pitch at that game was Draymond Green, of course, the forward for the Golden State Warriors in the National Basketball Association. Not a great first pitch, however. He bounced it wide. It was about 5 or 6 feet ahead of home plate. Just a bad first pitch, as we sometimes see when athletes from other sports try to throw these first pitches. They don't always succeed. And the joke I saw time and time again was, maybe they could sign Draymond Green up for the San Francisco Giants relief pitchers. Maybe they could put him in the bullpen because he's pitching about as well as they did. So not great for San Francisco Giants and not great for Draymond Green, unfortunately.
Andrew, let me give a couple of quick shout-outs to Facebook friends in Nairobi and Jos, Nigeria. Benson Mwiti is watching us on Facebook Live this evening in Nairobi, and he says, enjoying this. He goes, good job, enjoying the show. And also Ibrahim Egwa, writing from Jos, Nigeria. Ibrahim says, good show. And Jos, of course, the birthplace of Nnamdi Moweta, our reigning prince of pugilistics. We'll be hearing from Nnamdi later this week. Andrew, what else is trending in the sports world?
All right, so we went from National Football League to Major League Baseball. And the Major League Baseball with Draymond Green throwing out that first pitch, that leads us to the National Basketball Association. And the season is actually kicking off later this month. But even before the season, the NBA is releasing 2 new commercials that they're going to have. One called Zeros, that's going to feature the Oklahoma City Thunder's Russell Westbrook. And the other's called 29, featuring Kyrie Irving of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, let me explain those titles. It seems kind of odd. 0, 29, what do those numbers exactly mean? Zeros, Russell Westbrook talks about how everything that happened last year, the wins, the losses, it's all back at zero at the start of the season. Everybody starts with a record of 0-0, and from there you have to stake your claim for this season. So all the championships, everything else that happened, out the window. And then 29, Kyrie Irving talks about how he, being on the championship Cleveland Cavaliers, has to face off against those other 29 teams that are out there. There are 29 teams gunning for the Cavaliers that are trying to take that crown from them. So that's the number that they're focused on, 29 teams that they have to face off this NBA season. So those actually premiere tonight in a preseason game, those 2 spots. So you can look for those on the internet. They'll be out, I'm sure, all over social media by tomorrow.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. See you on Thursday, Andrew.
Sounds good.
And that wraps up the October 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to producer Kwame Ofori. Thanks also to engineer Nick Ivanov. And thanks to my videographer, Tian Luan. Thank you, Tian. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. To anyone interested in living and working in the United States, October means the beginning of the entry period for the Diversity Visa Program, sometimes informally known as the Green Card Lottery. This year, the window for submitting applications for the 2018 program opened on the morning of October 4, 2016, and will close on November 7, 2016, at 7 o'clock in the morning, Greenwich Mean Time. The United States is a nation of immigrants and continues to welcome those who want to make the United States of America their home. Throughout our history, groups of immigrants have made unique contributions to life in the United States. Without this diversity, we would not be the nation that we are today. Nonetheless, not all groups are well represented in our country. The Diversity Visa Program helps address that deficit. Through the Diversity Visa Program, every year, the United States makes available up to 50,000 immigrant visas to people who are interested in living in the United States. If your entry is selected, you may have the opportunity to apply for an immigrant visa to allow you to move to the United States. You can also include your spouse and unmarried children under the age of 21 in your entry. If you are interested, please take note of this web address, www.dvlottery.state.gov. Here you will find all the information you need to enter the 2018 Diversity Visa Program, including eligibility requirements, directions on how to enter, and the application itself. Beginning May 2, 2017, you can return to this website to view the status of your entry. Keep your confirmation number until at least September 30, 2018. Please remember that all applications must be submitted electronically and no paper applications can be considered. You must also include a photo taken within the last 6 months. Do not reuse a photo from previous years. Enter only once, as submitting more than one entry will disqualify you. All selectees are chosen by a random drawing. Make sure you use your own email address to apply. The entry process is free and it is easy. Beware of anyone who offers to expedite your entry for a fee. Also, make sure you keep your confirmation number and use an email address that you will have access to throughout the end of the DV program. Keeping the confirmation number and using a personal email address will help protect you from scammers. Once again, entering the lottery is free and easy. Just go to www.dvlottery.state.gov. Good luck.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This one I judge, this one I judge.
Every show brings you the best music from across the continent, old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists, too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 1730 UTC, for lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing. So definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.